This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What's called Shanghai-Hong Kong Stock Connect opens for business today. It's a link between the two stock exchanges that means, for the first time, investors of each market will have access to the other. But here's the thing. This gives international investors a way to invest in mainland China without a lot of fuss, Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
China watchers say this linking of exchanges is important on its own. But it's also symbolic of a larger journey of financial reforms in the country. Nick Consonary is with the Eurasia Group.
This is a historic development, right? The second biggest economy in the world has a closed capital account, a very restricted stock market. And as it opens, I don't think we can even fully appreciate what a cataclysmic event this is going to be for the global capital markets.
He says investors should proceed with caution. The rules that govern companies in Shanghai can be very different from Hong Kong and around the world. Peter Marber, head of emerging markets at Loomis Sayles, says that issue came up in a recent public offering.
We've had a recent IPO for Alibaba. There's been some questions about enforceability of certain kinds of commercial rights. But I would hope that most investors would have such a diversified exposure to the country that they wouldn't put all their eggs in just a few baskets.
The Eurasia Group's Consonary thinks Chinese officials are committed but still cautious about these reforms. So they'll be watching this closely before pursuing others. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.